Spitwads, when it comes to fitness, you got to keep things fresh because that really helps you stay motivated. And that's what our friends at Peloton are doing. Peloton is pushing you further with so much new. We're talking about the Peloton Bike Plus, with new classes, new music, and new ways to keep your workouts fun and motivating. So a little humble brag here, Jason. I just hit my 78-week streak.
When seriously?
On the Peloton app. That's right. I have been rolling.
That's why you're looking so good, Mike.
Rolling with my Peloton Bike Plus. I love it. There's a new playlist every single day. Riding with these riders who actually, they truly motivate you. Like, you find someone you connect with, and like, I'm not joking. When I say a ride with Alex Toussaint, you leave the bike on fire and absolutely ready to take on the day and take on your life. They just added boxing to the app. They have new artist series, music selections, like an Encanto ride. If you're getting down with, you know, Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno.
It's right. Whatever. But I love my Peloton Bike Plus. I'm on this thing all the time, and I highly suggest you join the crew. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. That's onepeloton.com.
Spitwads, my daughter and I were just talking about we need to do a draft about us crying. About like things that make us cry.
Me and you, brother.
Yes, and lo and behold, I told her, I said, we've already done that. Movies that make you cry, like, I don't know, Cinderella.
Well, take it. No spoilers.
No, one spoiler. Don't judge me. There is a lot of great stuff in this episode. Come with us, run with jeans with us, and enjoy the show.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Oh, I'm getting recorded double time here. Some behind the scenes action.
Was that a whisper scat?
It was a whisper scat. I'm trying to be like the cool cat, you know?
He's trying to lower his risk, which, well done. And yeah, I got some behind the scenes because I wanted the spitwads out there to be able to understand, what am I hearing? It just keeps going.
Yeah, it's beautiful music.
I want them to be able to just see.
You got to fade out appropriately, man. That's how bros do it.
I wanted them to be able to see how much you were not wanting to do that.
I very much did not want to do it.
Because I got video of you banging your forehead into your microphone four or five times. It's a privilege.
It's ridiculous, man, because you're over here, I'm hitting my head in my microphone, and then you come out with magic.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Now, but did you ever stop and consider maybe the only reason magic came was due to the blows to the head?
Oh, I see. That's how you got the idea?
Yeah.
That has not worked for Antonio Brown. All right. We're moving on. At Spitballers Pod on Twitter, spitballerspod.com is the website, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You know where to go. And on Apple Podcasts, you can subscribe. You can review the show. We're trying to rebrand your Monday. Mm-hmm. We're trying to improve the chores around the house, mowing the lawn. You know what?
People mow the lawn on a Monday?
Better with the spit.
I feel like that's a Saturday thing.
Yes, because people also can listen to the show anytime they want, Mike. Mm-hmm.
But if they're mowing the lawn on a Monday,
that's double.
They put it off, so now the grass is extra long.
Yeah, exactly.
And pro tip, if you want this show on Friday, jointhespit.com, early access.
Jointhespit.com? Do we have
yes,
that website?
Actually, that does work. You can go to jointhespit.com, and it does forward to the correct location.
Oh, that's a behind the scenes.
That's true. It actually works.
Peel back the curtain.
We had a big argument when we were starting between whether jointhespit.com was good or horrific.
Yes!
And we landed on spitballerspod.com and then click become a spitwad. But the cat's out of the bag. You can join the spit.
Me and Owl.
The spit's out of the bag.
Me and Owl were very much on the join the spit side.
I'm on that side.
Well, now everyone is.
Yeah, everyone. All right, we're getting into reviews.
Review-asaurus Rex.
This one comes in from Lafayette Gridiron 7. The best New Year's resolution, 5 stars. I'd only listened to this show a time or two, as I'm an avid listener of their other podcast, Fantasy Footballers, and decided that my New Year's resolution was to listen to more podcasts. Well, that's quite the resolution. Like, I want to get my life better. I got to listen to more podcasts.
I think you can pull it off.
Well, let's see how it went. Well, after almost 1 month of listening to this podcast, I've learned two things. First, I can finally keep a New Year's resolution.
Nice.
And make them easy, people.
Set the bar low.
My New Year's resolution is to eat a lot of candy. Second, these guys are so funny that I've listened to every single Spitballers episode in less than 3.5 weeks.
Holy crap.
That's a lot. That's
There's
I mean,
no way one of those wasn't mowing the lawn, by the way.
Yeah. Great podcast
that's
by
a
great group
a big
of guys.
Lawn.
Thank you, Lafayette Gridiron. And I have to imagine those were three of the best weeks of his life. Don't you think?
Certainly.
Like, I mean, cause
oh, yes, absolutely.
I think he had to be doing nothing else.
The amount of time, and we need to do this math here. How many weeks, how many hours per day? If you're going 3.5 weeks, we got about 80-something shows.
Let's call it 80 hours.
I mean, that's a lot.
It's like 4 shows a day.
That's a lot of Spitballers.
Good for you, Lafayette.
Oh, there's more coming. We've got a whole show to do.
Would you rather?
Michael from Twitter, would you rather have
no,
a carpeted
no,
kitchen?
No.
Or a carpeted bathroom for the rest of your life?
It's the simple atrocities that are the worst.
It is the simple atrocities of life.
I can barely handle the fact that we have to talk about this and debate this. Because
you don't like the idea of
a
like,
carpeted bathroom.
And those exist.
I know. And I had a buddy of mine growing up who I did a couple overnights at the house, and he had a carpeted bathroom.
Come on.
This is no joke. He had a not only did he have a carpeted bathroom, but they had an undersized like little kiddie toilet seat.
No.
Owl Borland knows what I'm talking about.
In the carpeted bathroom?
In the carpeted bathroom. But look, nothing puts me on tilt like a carpeted bathroom.
Nothing.
Where, and I know this sounds ridiculous, but it's you shower. I am clean. I've now spent, you know, 5 to 10 minutes because I'm not a water waster like Jason over here. But I'm clean. The second my feet touch a carpeted floor coming out of the shower, I'm instantly dirty again.
Really?
Like from head to toe. It's just my feet touching. It doesn't matter. I'm upside down and I am filthy and I'm covered in bacteria. And it, like,
see,
my
that,
skin is crawling just thinking about it happening.
I remember the last time we were looking to move,
good.
And we were looking at different houses. You'd go in a house and it would have a carpeted bathroom.
No!
I literally think to myself, okay, first of all, if we get this house, we have to redo the bathroom.
You need to hire a shaman to come in and release the demons.
Second, the person who we're getting this house from was a nightmare of a
yes!
human.
Yes!
Because
thank
if
you
can stand,
if
but
there's
but
a
it's
carpeted
a different
bathroom, that has to be a house in which there was just a room that someone added a toilet
no,
to.
They
this
used
the
carpet bathrooms.
Cannot be on purpose.
Yes.
Oh, 100%. But look, my problem with the carpeted bathroom isn't the I get out and I step on carpet and I'm dirty. Because look, if you have carpet, you're gonna eventually step on it and get dirty by that logic. I don't really care. What I care about is there's so much water.
Yes.
It gets everywhere all the time. The shower, the bath.
Who's to say you're going to hit your mark every time you go to the bathroom as well?
Oh,
you're
God,
getting
no!
You're
no!
getting moist
oh,
carpet.
No! No!
Wet pads. Nasty, mildewy, moldy,
oh,
just awfulness. So that's my issue with it, 100%. It's just disgusting.
Like, I'm so far, though, I'm to the point of, like, I'm OCD about the bath mat. If the bath mat is too thick and spongy, carpet-like,
learning about Mike today.
I get flashbacks about stepping onto a carpet out of the shower.
I can't relate to the idea that the carpet is just inherently dirty. But we don't wear shoes in our house either. So, like, I don't know if that changes things. But here's what I do remember.
Have you ever had the carpeted bathroom experience?
Here's my experience. When I grew up, our house, every single toilet had a U-shaped little
yes.
mat.
Yes.
And sometimes it was kind of a high pile, almost shag-like. So you'd be standing on carpet while you are sitting, standing.
So you're sitting on the carpet?
You're
there's a problem.
You're sitting on the toilet. Your feet are on the...
You are
what do
missing.
You call that, though?
What do you call where your feet are if you're sitting? You would still say sitting, right?
It's a bathroom mat.
Let's not get lost here. That's a bathroom mat, but that's the one that goes around the toilet, not
yes,
the one that goes
I have
under...
that, too.
Okay.
And that's those, not a problem. Those are
no,
nice.
Those seem to have fallen out, though. I don't see those around anymore.
That's
where
true.
You move from floor to carpet. Like, why do you need a little bit ski of carpet oh, that, right underneath
no,
the
easy.
Toilet?
That's warmth. That's I don't want cold
oh,
feet. I
really?
Want it, oh, 100%.
Well, that makes some sense.
Like, we don't have that in front of the toilet where I shower in the mornings, and I pretty much either take the clothes off and then lay them down, and I put my feet on that because it's cold. I don't want
Wait,
cold
you
feet.
Step on your clothes?
My dirty clothes that I took off so that I don't have to step
Hold
on cold tile.
Wait, what?
What's wrong with
no,
that?
No, I get what he's saying.
Before the shower. Not like I come out and use it as like...
How cold are your floors, man?
Look, I demand...
Are these ice blocks?
Feeling, I demand the feeling of perfection. I've got a heated
toilet
seat. You do.
You really do. And we could open that whole can of worms.
Now, here's the thing. Getting lost...
He needs infinite hot water.
Yes.
We're talking 40 minutes worth.
Yeah, it's a tankless water heater or bust. But getting lost in all this, both places are going to get something on it. Bad
oh, yeah.
something
right.
on it. So would you rather it be primarily water or primarily
yeah, I will take
spaghetti
the carpeted,
sauce?
I will take the carpeted bathroom.
It's not,
because you're going to be replacing your carpeted kitchen every other week. I mean, that is just going to be... Do you know how many things have hit the kitchen floor? I mean...
My dogs make sure it's a lot of things. The bowl... You leave a bowl of cereal on my counter, you're going to get in trouble because I know what the dogs are doing.
And one spill. Damn. You're not getting a, you know... You're going to spend the whole night cleaning up your pile of spaghetti, and that carpet's going to be ruined.
I don't like milk carpets.
No,
milk
no I've carpets, been against milk carpets for years.
Yeah. So I am much to
no,
my chagrin. I
no.
am taking the carpet of bathroom, Mike.
Enjoy your fecal carpet.
Enjoy your spaghetti
that's,
kitchen.
No, that's fine. I can handle a stain. What I can't handle is getting out of the shower. Oh, my gosh.
It,
I can't
what,
even
I
talk
really
about
think
about
this
when
is
people
a,
come over. Because it,
this
you
is
know,
weird,
I don't, I've
Al,
never
right?
been in your master
Wait, hold
bedroom.
On. People come over to your house?
Yeah, there you go.
I've never been to your master bathroom, and you can hide the carpet in there. But I've been in your kitchen, Mike. I'm going to be like, what is this multicolored carpet?
That's food. It's art.
Al, I need to know something because we are sitting here where I think Mike has some sort of psychological damage from a carpeted bathroom. Mm. Are you in that same boat where you would... Which one would you take?
I think I'd have to take the bathroom, but they're both
awful. Here's what I know. If I have a carpeted bathroom in my master bathroom, it's just me and my wife. Like, no one else is going to come. But if it's the kitchen, everybody's in the kitchen.
So does it change if it's a guest bath?
No, it doesn't change.
No, because I don't use the guest bath. It's for them.
It's just not for everybody. Here's the one thing I know. We've got a large enough audience that
sorry
people,
about the carpet.
People will be listening. I am positive people will be listening who have a carpeted bathroom.
And oh, send me a picture.
And so this
please
could be
please send me a picture.
Oh,
this could be revelatory. Okay, this could either be something where it's like I didn't realize how bad that was. Get a hold of yourself and call a flooring company or do it yourself. You know,
just,
a little DIY
it's
project.
It's like 100 square feet.
Just rip it up and go with sealed concrete.
Absolutely yeah. better. 100. That's what would happen.
That would make you feel less dirty, Mike.
Oh, 100.
The sealed concrete.
100,000%.
So you're exposing the foundation of your home.
Without a doubt, that's better. Without a
Thank
doubt.
Thank you. That would be living the life of luxury.
The only
As
way
the termites come climbing up through the
termites
floor.
Don't eat the concrete. What termites
climbing up
There's
through
some cracks.
The concrete?
There's some cracks.
You gotta get your foundations checked.
So
concrete
we've,
termites?
I think we've, I'm just saying through the up through the foundation. It happens. Al?
Yep.
Sure did.
Help me.
Now, I want to see the pictures if anybody has a
yes.
carpeted kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Does not exist.
$100 if you live in a carpeted kitchen
you
house.
You have a white carpeted
oh.
kitchen. Did you have any friends?
Oh, I already know who you're talking about. The white carpet people.
Yes.
That make you take your shoes off. I mean, that is like...
No, like I had a friend. It wasn't a great friend, so I've only been to their house a couple of times when I was growing up. But they had a room you couldn't go in. You were not allowed to go into this room because it had a white carpet for some reason. And you're like, what is
growing up?
I would like to pay to make this room off limits.
Here's 200 square feet in our home. We just don't use it. And it's right in the middle. It would be very convenient if I could travel through it. I would save three turns in a hallway. But no, you don't get to go into this room. What are you doing?
That's for pictures. That's for pictures from the outside. Growing up, I had my parents went out.
No, you didn't have.
No, I didn't have white carpet. My parents went out and they bought this super, super expensive, fancy. This was like we call it our rich phase. Which was like 2 weeks. It was like 2 weeks
because you bought this. Because we got
where they went out and they bought this super fancy, beautiful
dining table,
white couch, white cloth couch. It's like a microfiber. That was the ugliest couch you've ever seen in your life, because if you ever came over to my house covered in blankets and sheets, because you can't get anything on it. So it's like literally, if we got the couch from the Goodwill, we could have made it look the same, because at all Thanksgiving, it's covered in sheets because you can't get anything on the white couch. And I'm like, why
did you use it?
Never. Well, we used it all the time, but we never saw the white
He's
part.
Putting on like a chemical suit, one of those hazmat suits to sit on it.
So they didn't even like get up like fancy, cool, modern, trendy
but this
blankets
is something
for
we
it?
Don't.
It was just, no, it was like what
like
we
the
had.
The sheets?
What, it's literally
the,
bed
the spare sheets?
Spare bed sheets is what was draped over our super expensive couch to keep it clean.
This
and
is something
and
we
so
don't,
that it looked good.
We don't deal
looked.
With this, though. There used to always be, like, a room of the house. Like, we had a dining table. It was a nice dining table. I lived in that house for 10 years. I got to eat at that dining table every Thanksgiving. That's the end.
So 10 times.
Yeah, or Christmas, I guess, as well. But you just, if you as a kid thought about taking your cereal into the dining room and sitting at that table, that was just not even... that table is not
and
for
our,
cereal.
And our parents wonder why we have so many issues.
It's on you, parents.
You want an entire room that we couldn't go in. What is that?
We wanted to go in.
And then, were you allowed in the parents' room?
No.
So now there's two rooms you can't go into.
I tried to bring that rule back.
Ooh. Yeah.
It has not gone over well.
I would love to institute
I tried to,
that rule.
I told my wife, I go, when I was a kid... We didn't let, like, we weren't allowed in our parents' room. So can we
either.
Do that now? And we're like, she's like, well, you got like 10 years of precedent you've set. And I'm like, yeah, but we could get it going right now. It's off limits.
Were you allowed in,
And
Jay?
Then I set the video games up in there.
I was allowed in, but I didn't go in for fear of anything.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's the grown-up room.
I snuck in one time and changed the waterbed settings.
Oh, very nice.
Your parents had a waterbed?
Oh, you betcha.
What settings did it have? We had a waterbed, but it was...
Temperature.
What?
You can change your
That's
waterbed
a fancy
temperature.
Waterbed. I've never heard of
Mr.
this.
Mr. Richie Rich over here.
Well, let's just say
we
they
had
couldn't...
five rooms I couldn't go
they
in.
They couldn't sleep in the bed that night, and I was in big trouble.
Mm. Ooh, too hot or too cold?
I don't even remember, man, but I turned that dial, and I was like a space captain of my...
Your watership?
Yeah, man, it was cool. Like, back then, tech was...
Sure. Was waterbeds.
Was waterbeds.
And for the younger listeners out there, people used to have beds.
Thank you.
Full of water. Yes. And that's what they slept on.
And not
on.
Just kind of popular. Like, these things swept the nation.
Imagine a
so
gargantuan baggie that was then filled with water, and that's what you slept on until, inevitably, it broke and flooded the room. Which is why there are no more waterbeds, because it's idiotic
there was
and stupid.
There was a phase of this country that were waterbeds, and there was a futon phase.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where futons were all the rage. Yeah. Both of them fell out of favor.
You always see those commercials.
For the traditional bed.
You see. To the
We're going to, back to the basics.
Yeah.
We're going to change our beds into beds. You always see the commercials.
Wanted to go
like,
with the lava bed.
You put a glass of wine on the bed, and then you can jump on the other side, and that one's not moving. The water bed was if you moved.
We've seen it
an inch.
Yeah.
You're disrupting, and it's just
a whole ecosystem.
It's a perpetual motion machine. They say it can't exist. A water bed was that.
You've seen like the giant blob thing, like at summer camp. Where someone sits on the end of the blob, and then someone else jumps onto the other edge of the blob and launches.
That's true, though.
Person
if
into
you
the
just
air. That's a water bed.
If you touch the corner of that bed with your pinky, there would be
minutes.
A wave that hits
Five
the
minutes.
Other corner of the bed.
It's the butterfly wings.
That's right. Okay, how did we get here? I don't know.
I don't know.
Max from the website, would you rather have every now I can't read it. I was reading it, and Jeremy jumped in the dock and just covered it up.
Good job.
I touched nothing.
You absolutely did.
No, I see your. If you put your name says
what happens is if you put your cursor there, hold on, your name pops up and it says Jeremy Grantham as a cursor.
What if I do that?
So it just covered it. I could.
Mike
deleted
has now
it.
Deleted the.
All
question.
Right, let's bring the question back. Would you rather? And now Mike's cursor's in the way. I'm not even kidding.
All right.
Get your cursors away from this question. Are we good?
We're good.
Would you rather have everything you say be nice, but have a mean tone?
Okay, so my normal life.
Yeah, I was going to say Mike.
Me.
Or a mean thing to say, but in a nice tone. So if you...
super passive aggressive.
Mind you, it's written as to be a mean thing to say, but we'll just let that go.
Max.
I think this is tough.
Well, at the end of the day, I'm curious.
How important
if the person,
is it to say mean things in your life is the question to me.
I'm curious if the person who is saying things that are mean, if they come across as nice, does this mean, are we to interpret this as people view that person as nice?
No, it's super passive aggressive.
Then that's just a double negative. That's like,
right.
Like one of these, you can say, well, what he said wasn't actually mean. I just think he's kind of grumpy. The other one is like, well, he's mean and he's a jerk the way he delivers it. Like, I'd rather a mean person be mean than a mean person be like all passive aggressive.
You're like, oh man, you're looking fat today.
Yeah, that's, I don't know how to respond.
I don't even think you said it nice right there.
That was super nice for Mike.
Oh, for Mike it was.
Oh, well, give me a shot. Give me something mean in a nice tone.
Okay. Mm. Hey, man, you still don't have a home? How's that?
That's it all seems
good.
Sarcastic to me.
Because
I can't
because
hear any of them as nice things.
All right, your turn, Andy. Let's hear it.
What, I have to say something nice?
Something nice.
Something mean in a nice tone.
Hey, you look like you gained a whole bunch of extra weight.
Yeah, that's the worst.
You just sound like a mean person.
So
now Mike has what's called resting angry face. This is a legit
scientific condition.
Problem.
Well documented.
When you add the beard and the tattoos to the natural resting angry face, you just come across as either mean or angry or at the best, like your best, your pinnacle is just grumpy.
Sure.
Like,
yes.
Oh, he's just grumpy.
Yep.
He's not mean to me or he doesn't hate me. He's just a grumpy guy.
Yep.
That's the best case. If you don't know. So when I used to run our former company, Broken Bowl Game Studios, I got multiple complaints from different people in the company saying how.
Yeah, Mike, I had to testify to HR on Mike's behalf.
Yeah, how Mike was mad at them.
Yeah.
Or was mean to them, and when I would investigate, I'm like,
wait, they said I was mean to them?
Yes, because the way you answer is like one word with your mean face. And so it's like, it seems like you're a real jerk, and then I would investigate.
These people don't appreciate being concise.
I was like, no, he didn't, I don't think he did anything wrong. And then, you know, you're
let me ask you a simple question. Have you ever contorted yourself for the good of others, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. Just
it hurt.
Sure. Hurt like heck. Oh, how's the weather?
Yes, I have had to do it.
All right, so
it's
exhausting. Would you rather have everything you say be nice but have a mean tone? I think that ultimately I have to go that way.
Well, welcome to the party.
Yeah.
It's hard to do. Like just the same way that it when you say something mean in a nice tone, it doesn't come across that way. I don't know if you could say something really nice in a mean tone. Like, How does that look? It's like, what? You've been working out, Andy? you're looking like you lost weight.
Hey, here's your paycheck. Well, also, we added benefits.
Yeah, that's weird, but I'll take it. I'll take that one.
No, you gotta.
All right, we're gonna
heart of gold.
We're gonna move on.
Spitwads, for most of us, learning a second language in high school wasn't exactly a high point of our academic careers. That was my deficiency. I was a senior and Andy's freshman Spanish class. I hated it so much that I dropped out. But Babbel is here to teach you a new language the way that you're supposed to learn it. There are 10 million subscribers. There is an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. They have 15-minute lessons. It makes it the perfect way to learn a language on the go. And unlike your stupid high school class or your college class, they're teaching you things that are relevant for conversations. They have over 100 language experts. These aren't like the AI lesson plans that other companies use. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. And with Babbel, you could choose from 14 different languages, Spanish, French, Italian, German, and more. They have a speech recognition technology to help you improve your pronunciation and your accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel: games, videos, stories, live classes. You're going to love it. Start learning your new language with Babbel. Right now, if you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you're going to get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of three. Just go to Babbel.com and use the promo code BALLERS like I did. That's BABBEL.com. Code BALLERS. Babbel, it's language for life.
That's a great question.
All right, this one comes in from somebody named Bironi. That's like beer and pepperoni mixed together.
Or that's how I'm reading. Macaroni.
Okay. That's some indigestion.
Beer battered macaroni? Is that a thing?
This is a spit wad from Patreon.
It's got to be a thing.
I'd eat it.
At what point does a jog become a run? Oh, because we need to. Jason said he's been thinking about running.
Our resident running expert.
Actually, this is.
Oh, come on.
No, this is a really good time to announce. So I've had a personal trainer for the last year and a half. I know, shocking, based on body.
Has he ever told you, like, don't tell people that I'm your personal trainer?
Yeah, once or twice.
Or it's not me, it's
just
you?
He just says you're allowed to say you have one, but don't say Dre. But so he's moving locations, and I'm not going with him, and so the running is going to have to happen soon.
That's the update.
The update is I have finally started
considering
being forced into running. And so I think that might.
Now that seems
happen.
A little bit almost like a step back from your previous status.
Right. Because I used to have a trainer and wanted to run.
Right.
Now I have no trainer and might run.
Okay.
I'm probably not going
to
run.
Have you been to a running store yet?
Well, I have an awesome pair of running shoes. That's true.
Okay, so you already have the shoes.
We've already shared that. I have really good running shoes. It's one of those stores you go to.
You're so close.
Where you go to it.
You have literally everything you need and they are running.
They like measure your foot and they video you.
Yeah, unnecessary.
And they never tell you the price of the shoe. You just eventually.
I did it once.
You eventually go, okay, I'll take those. And then you get up to the register and they're like, that'll be $283. You're like, what are you? What am I doing?
I went to one of those walking stores. I was like, maybe I need some custom insoles or something. They did the whole process. It was fascinating. It was neat. Cool technology. They introduced me to their 3-step plan. It was over $800.
It's
what?
Unbelievable.
It was like, you have to get 3 sets of insoles. This one's for if you play sports. This one's for walking around. This one's for like light work. You need all 3 packs.
These ones just sit in your closet.
These are more closet insoles to keep things filled out in there.
Does anybody actually do the 3-step plan? Like, is this something that they sell?
Or
do
they just
reality?
Start there and then they go, well, I guess you can get the 1 pair for $600.
Right. It was, what a deal. But I honestly believe that because I bought those expensive shoes, like 2 years ago, I
almost
am
there.
So much closer to running because I think that my feet will be protected by them. They better as heck be.
I mean, that's really what shoes do.
So, Jason, when does a jog become a run?
A jog becomes a run.
When's the last time you went for a jog?
Are you going to take up jogging or running? That's the real question.
Great question.
Okay, so that actually leads into the answer to this question, because if I start running, I'm not. I'm starting jogging.
Okay.
Like, if I were to go out and run today, I'm not running.
Would
I'm jogging.
Your feet be... See, I'm curious about this question. Is it about the amount of distance that you cover per stride? Because that could be a definition that switches it over. Or is it distance off the ground?
I think it's energy exerted. I really think that, I mean, I know the difference between a jog and a run, and it's when you're pushing yourself versus letting your body's momentum just kind of naturally carry it in an easy gait. Like, you know, when you're jogging is when you're easily not walking. That's jogging is easily not walking. Running is difficultly not walking.
I feel like jogging is pretending to run, but someone could walk faster than you jog.
Correct. Jogging is something that you do when you're a runner, but you don't want people to see you walking because you're tired.
Right. I am still running.
Because I've run before. I've gotten into some running habits, and by habit, I mean like 10 to 12 days. And when you run, you get tired. Shocker, right? Mm-hmm. By the way, Jason, I don't know if you knew that. So consider that with your decision making. When you run, you're going to get tired, and it shocked me too. But when it happened, it made me want to begin walking, which is a different type of movement.
Yeah.
But then when cars would drive by, I would move into more of a jogging.
Because you were being shamed by a drive-by?
Look, if I am wearing the right shoes, the right clothes, I've got all the equipment. I've got the iPod. I almost said iPad. That's the problem.
You got the arm strap?
I had the arm strap. If someone's driving by and they see me walking, what am I? I'm not a runner at that point.
Yeah, that's that's pretty embarrassing. That's why I plan to start in jeans. I'm going to start my running in blue jeans so that when they see me and I'm walking, they'll say, why is that man sweating so much while he's walking?
Nice running shoes, Jean man.
But here's the problem. Because then when they see you actually running in your jeans, they'll say, there goes a criminal. That man has stolen something. Because no one runs in jeans.
People are constantly going to pull up to Jason when he's jean running and be like, can I take you somewhere? Are you okay? Like, where's your car? Did you leave your car back there?
All right, I'm going to announce this right here. I'm going to speak it out, turn it into reality.
Let's go.
Before the next Spitballers episode, I will go on a run. Before the next Spitballers episode.
You know that's a week. Just so you're aware.
We're not taking next week off?
No.
I'll probably be dead.
I'm going to go on record then.
Okay.
Before the next Spitballers episode, Jason will have Ubered back from the second half of his run.
So just kind of to piggyback, funny story. Years and years ago, before we had children, I had a bit of a running phase as well, and I tried to get my wife into running, and the only way I was able to get her to run is a mile away from us. There was a Sonic.
Was like the carrot on the end of the 1 mile.
We would run to Sonic, eat ice cream,
and then
walk back.
Which, I mean, objectively speaking, is better than driving to Sonic to eat ice cream and then driving back.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, those are always, right? Those are net zero situations there, I guess. Although probably not net zero.
My favorite part of that is we run there, we eat ice cream, we walk back.
Because you ate ice cream. Yeah. You can't run a mile after you had ice cream at Sonic.
Right.
How many times did you do this?
That's like...
More or less than 5 times?
More.
Okay.
Wow.
And this is...
I have a Sonic about a mile away.
No.
So now I've got a game
there
plan.
There you go, man.
Oh, man.
Go get a slush.
Oh,
maybe this will be
gosh.
My IG post. Me running.
All right, we're going one more great question here. Al, you've previewed these. Should I go with the second one or the third one? What do you think?
Go with the third one.
All right. Brandy from Twitter says, what is something that you've never done but would like to try?
I know what mine is.
I've got some softball answers here. I'll try to think of a big one. I've never, ever gone skiing or snowboarding.
Mm.
Ooh.
That seems like a very easy thing to be able to try out.
My tailbone will never forget the one time I went snowboarding.
That's why I've been so hesitant. I feel like I'm out of my physical prime, so I can only hurt more things.
It's like skateboarding.
On skateboards.
That's not my answer for this, but it's like one of those things of what's something you wish you could do? I wish I could skateboard, but it's too late. I'm too big now.
Yeah.
I can't learn. I can't take all the falls at this size. And learn how to do
it. This is like the answer is just jump a fence. Like, I've never done it. I'm looking forward to trying it.
You know, I've gone skiing once, and I am going skiing in 2 weeks.
What?
So 2 weeks from now, we have a ski trip planned.
You've never gone?
Ladies and gentlemen, big announcement. There will be 2 more episodes of the Spitballers podcast.
No, I have gone once. I went around the turn of the century when I was in better shape. And we went skiing
for a bad time.
And we had a really good time. I was getting a little bit better. I'm still on like the easy hills. I'm not going up to anything fancy, but I'm getting my speed up. And so we're done with the day. And everyone, this is the final day, and everyone's heading back into the, what do they call that?
The Lodge.
The Lodge, which was awesome.
Oh, man.
That's the best place.
Best part of skiing.
Best part of skiing is the Lodge, is incredible. Sure. So they all go back. I'm like, I want to take one more.
You going out, Mike? Not yet. Not today.
I've already been out.
Yeah, I just got in.
You're going lodging. I want to go lodging. That's what I want.
Yes.
I want to sip on drinks by a fire while other people ski.
While you hold your snowboard.
Oh, you got to have skis or in hand.
And by the end of the day, you're like, man, my tailbone feels great.
So anyways, so I said, I want one more pass down this mountain.
Yeah.
And I went up. I hadn't fallen once the whole time. And I am picking up. I go a little higher. I'm picking up the most speed I've had. And way off in the distance, I see it. I see it so far in advance. I'm going straight down, and this, I don't know, chubby 13-year-old.
Why you gotta start with chubby?
Well, you gotta understand he had the weight. Okay, he had this is important, right? He's got
just say he's sturdy.
He's okay, a sturdy big boy. Good for him. Anyways, he's riding sideways across this mountain. Like he's not going down at all. He's just going.
He's blaming the fat kid.
Well, I mean, it was. So I feel do. Like it was his fault. But anyways, so this chubster's going left to right, and so I'm coming down the mountain, and I see him, and I'm trying to get ahead of him, but then he speeds up going sideways.
Well, you know how momentum works.
Well, right. So, well, no, he was going sideways.
Sideways.
He was going across the mountain, like getting in everybody's way. So I'm like, okay.
It's important he's not skinny because Jason could have avoided a skinny person is what he's getting to.
I don't want to smash this kid. And so I decide to go.
Because what happens when chubby meets chubby?
So I turn to the right, and I'm going to go behind him. And when I do that, the kid slows down.
So he's a brat.
And I clip the back of his ski.
Oh, a video.
And I tumbled down this mountain 100 times.
You know that kid was laughing.
My goggles, the glasses broke out of the goggle. One ski was 45 yards up the mountain. I had no idea where I was at. I mean, 100% concussion probability here. And someone eventually brought me my ski.
You know how momentum works.
And so I finally get back to the lodge, and I walk in just covered in snow. One of the sides of my goggles out. Like, holding my skis, and I don't remember the rest.
Meanwhile, so you're going back in a couple weeks?
2 weeks.
What are your thoughts on estate planning out of totally unrelated curiosity?
I have a trust now, so we should be okay.
Okay. Excellent.
That was funny. We should draft something now.
That's not funny.
Spitwads, you might have heard me talk about Indochino, the custom tailored suits.
I have.
Yeah. Well, right. You're a part of the podcast.
You may have heard me talk about Indochino.
I have. Look, they're great. I love them. I love my Indochino suit. I moved within this year, and it turns out, so I needed my suit. I lost
for
it
moving.
I lost it in the move. And I didn't know until like the day I needed a suit. So I had to go get a suit off the rack.
Oh, no.
I looked ridiculous. It fit like it was a stupid jacket. If you have a jacket.
Like a giant bed sheet.
Exactly. If you have bought a jacket from some store in the
mall.
We
won't name them.
We're not going to name them, but you look stupid. Get an Indochino. They are perfectly tailored suits, jackets, chinos. They measure you. You can measure yourself at home, or you can stop by any of their actual locations and have their magicians quickly and easily give you a perfect custom fitting suit, shirts, casual wear, more at surprisingly affordable prices. The best part, Indochino suits start from just $429, shirts from $79. I mean, that is a smoking deal for a truly custom tailored. You customize everything about it. They are phenomenal. You won't regret it. So if you've got any event coming up now, or even if you don't and you know someday you're going to, get an Indochino suit now. Dress to impress on every occasion with Indochino. You can get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using the promo code BALLERS at Indochino.com. That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code BALLERS.
Oh, let's bring it down a notch.
The Spitballers Draft.
So, look, I don't...
The mental picture of you just careening down this mountain, no understanding of where your body is, whether you've broken yourself, walking back into the lodge is like, yeah, I took another run at it.
And seeing the lodgers who are perfectly fine.
What this had to look like to everyone else on the mountain, because this wasn't like, I fell down. This was like, I did 40 cartwheels. You know, it's like...
How'd the kid do?
He was laughing.
I have no idea.
If I'm that kid, and then I see this guy up the hill that's doing everything he can to avoid me and still clips the back of my skis and then goes rolling down the mountain.
Yeah, he got out of there. He's like, oh, now he's going fast.
Oh, my gosh. That's really good. All right, here's our draft today. I don't even feel like I can transition into it.
This is such a terrible idea. We blame Al Borland for this. Because this can go a couple directions. We are drafting best movies for a good cry. Now, as has been documented by whatever, 1,000 podcasts between this and the Fantasy Footballers, Jason and I turn into blubbering monster beast men.
I'm a bit of a crier.
And I am too. For like movies get me. And honestly, you know, it's my stupid children's fault, because before I had kids, I could watch any movie and just iron face.
Wait, so do you cry because you relate as like a parent in the movies?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So like different things get me now.
It's because you're older. You can relate to more things. Back then it was like, unless somebody tells a really sad tale about me playing video games.
I'm old and weak now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back then it was like the main character dies, like, I'm never going to die. This doesn't even relate to me.
Now it relates a little bit more.
So this is what's weird for me is, so I'll
four
cry.
Skiing movies for Jason.
I will.
Ooh, the 80s were good for ski movies.
They were, man. Some Ski Patrol. That was fantastic. So I tend to cry at happy movies. Like,
okay, you're a happy crier.
But I have
a little bit of that.
I'll cry at both. The ones that are inappropriate are the ones where it's like nobody else is crying. That's where you look over to Jason. I'm like, oh my gosh, the kid did it. He did it. And I'm crying.
I freed Willie.
I bawled. Like,
oh, Free Willie's your first pick.
Too sad.
No, I cry at music more than I do at movies.
Music.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, you'll see from my list. Usually it's father, son, or animal related.
Okay. Oh.
That's what devastates me. So,
for sure.
Like I said, I don't know which way this draft is going to go. It could end up with me just weeping. I don't know if that will be funny for people.
Hopefully it'll
be funny for me.
If they made movies with carpeted bathrooms, Mike would also cry.
That's a horror movie.
Okay. Jason, you get the first pick in this draft. Congrats.
Yeah, this is not the one I want the first pick, because these are so subjective. I don't think there's a clear one-on-one here. Movie I've most recently cried to a lot would be Cinderella, live action. It was amazing.
What? Cinderella?
This is a true story. I cried when the dad died, of course, but I also cried. This is probably the worst of my life. When she came out in that blue dress, was beautiful, man. I was like, oh my goodness.
So now you fully understand how easily Jason cries.
I was like, because I was crying for the costume designer. I was like, oh, you've done it, girl.
Are you sure it was a costume and not CGI'd?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I assume, because I would bet my life on it, that you also cried this past weekend when your daughter did taught some kids a dance routine.
I'm out of tear up.
And she was in pretty dress. Princess dress.
It was no Cinderella dress, but
it was no Cinderella dress.
Right. I mean, on a dress.
When she walked out, he's just like,
nah. No fairy godmother made that dress. All right, but I'm not taking that. I'm going to go with the sad route. There's only two movies.
You can get that with your last pick if you need it.
There are two movies that have literally destroyed me.
Right.
Absolutely wrecked me. But one of these two, I don't think this is a vote getter. I don't think this is the clear one-on-one, but it is the clear one-on-one for me, because if I watch this movie, which I've watched probably 4 or 5 times in my life, this is the only movie where I am sad 4 or 5 days later.
Ooh.
I can't recover.
It stays with you.
I can't recover from the devastation of Legends of the Fall. Legends of the Fall is an unfathomably great and horrific movie where nothing goes right. I mean, it's sadness upon horror. And I leave that movie depressed forever. And I'm Like, that's 3 hours.
Really
smart
to watch
crying.
That 4 or 5 times. It sounds like
it's,
real.
It's great. I mean, it's a stirring tale.
I know one thing about the Legends of the Fall.
That Brad Pitt isn't.
There is a devastatingly handsome young Brad Pitt, and he wears the cap, mm-hmm. and he tips it, and the water splashes up in the air. That's what I know about that movie. I've never seen it. I had no idea
it
was so sad.
Oh, you got it. Look, you like a sad movie. You love movies. Genuinely. Legends of the Fall is a must-watch. It will hold up.
All right.
It's a must-watch.
Put it
on
the
your list.
All right, so you got Legends of the Fall. Here's the problem that I brought up when this topic came up as our draft. I've cried at movies. I've cried at several movies. I might have cried at that movie. I've seen Legends of the Fall.
Then you cried.
I probably did. But I don't remember. Because I don't remember movies.
Yeah.
So not only do I need
to... You also don't remember stuff.
Also stuff, but movies as well. We've got a gene in our family. We watch movies. We forget what happened.
Oh.
So I have a limited amount of movies that I remember and I cried with.
Rewatchability is fantastic for him.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I love that you chose that movie because there's another movie that I really want to take, but I know Mike won't take it, which means I don't need to take it right now, which Ooh. Means I'm actually going to go with...
Nicely played.
There's only one movie that
I'm going to go with Up.
Okay.
Because the the singular scene in Up to start the movie is one of the saddest movie moments, but in an endearing way, which is the kind of sad that you kind of, I don't know, you wrap more of your emotions around the endearing sad moments. And because it was sad with a sense of like happy, right? Like of this life lived. So Up is, that scene in Up is what I'm going to go with my first pick.
The first time that you at home watched Up, think about the first time and then ask yourself, did I cry?
The answer is
yes. Well, you're a human.
Are you a robot?
Or B, no, I'm a robot. Because, I mean, you weren't expecting it. Like, you know, I can watch it now and not cry, even though it's really sad.
Well, you sit down for a Pixar movie and you're like, you know, a Disney movie, you're just like, all right, I'm here for...
Oh, how sweet. Oh. They love each other.
Oh, that's she real did. Sweet. That's real sweet.
Speaking of Pixar, my first pick will be a Pixar movie. Because,
I get it.
Because Pixar just punches you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But they like to punch you in the face when you're laughing at a joke.
Yeah.
And it's Toy Story 3.
Of course. I knew that would be your
Because
pick.
The scene when they're going into the furnace...
They're holding hands. Get ready to die together.
I can't
together.
Even talk about it.
This is a children's movie. This is a children's movie, and they're holding hands going into the fire.
Because those are my toys. Those are my toys that are going into the furnace. I grew up with them. And
he's
now they're
tearing
just,
up right
I
now.
I told you, I can't
he's
talk
glossing
about
over
it.
A little bit.
I told you.
Really are.
This is a disaster of a draft.
Oh, my gosh. Toy Story 3.
We just said we rebranded Mondays. We make chores more fun, and we are bringing up, at minimum, 12 sad moments from your life out there. Mm. Not one, not two. I want you to remember 12 times you've cried as a person today. That's my message to you. Here's 12 what? Times you cried.
I am glad we are laughing because that's the only thing stopping it.
Okay,
and
you better go to your next pick
here's
quickly.
Here's the thing about that.
Where you also cried.
When that movie came out and they all hold hands and they're going into
Stop
the furnace.
Stop talking about
knowing
it!
Knowing that they are going to their death, but at least they're together. This was expected to be the end of the Toy Story series.
Right.
So this was how it ends.
It
and
does
in the
change
end.
A lot.
And Pixar would do it. Pixar would say, we love these toys. We're putting them out to pasture. We're gonna melt them down in the fire.
Yeah. All right. Well, now you get to pick. We only have 9 sad things left.
So I think I know the movie you're going to take.
Yeah. I know you won't take it.
That you gambled I wouldn't take. I want to take it.
No. Really?
But I have no choice. But I got to stay with Pixar because they are the masters of... emotional manipulation. I will take Inside Out.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Bing Bong.
I'm talking about Bing Bong.
Yeah.
Because the last time I watched that with my children, they're like, I fully broke down. My children had to huddle around me and say, Dad, everything's going to be okay. Because I'm just weeping thinking about Bing Bong. I'm like, I'm a grown man right now. I do man stuff. And then I just cried forever.
All right. Well, it's obviously a great pick because all these
so much.
Because if you say any of these
bing
are bad
bong,
picks, you're
bong.
A you mean non you're a robot. So
well, I just haven't
so
seen
the movie that I'm going to go with now, and you knew it. It's Braveheart.
Yep, it is on my list.
Braveheart is not.
It's not on your list.
Not
it's
even
not
on my
Braveheart
list.
Braveheart has not
that
only
end?
Had The end of Braveheart is a full tear fest, but Braveheart in and of itself has moments throughout that are weep fests. So there are like there are at least like three moments in that movie. If you haven't seen Braveheart, spoilers coming.
Statue of limitations. He loses his wife.
Yep.
At the beginning of that movie,
his life at the end.
It's a pretty rough life.
His life at the end. But then there's the
Big
speech.
Willy.
His speech is so inspiring in the middle of that movie.
Yeah, you get the happy cries.
Yeah. Like Braveheart is in total, and I've watched it many, many times, and it doesn't grip you any less each time you see it. And when a movie is, you know, you brought up the different aspects, like Jason, you brought up Toy Story 3. You thought it was the end of the series. The Braveheart cries are based on the fact this is an epic. Mm-hmm. This movie's an epic. It's so long. You've been with him this whole story. And it's sacrifice, like Bing Bong.
Yep.
There's a sacrifice element to not giving in. So Braveheart is actually my number one, but I knew it would come back to me, so I took the
up route. Well, you took a gamble. Yeah. I thought about taking it because...
And that's from you. You're not even the resident Braveheart lover.
I just didn't want Jason to get it.
Yeah, look, Braveheart is the best movie of all time. I definitely don't speak ill of the pick. It just wasn't on my list because I think
I'm shocked.
I've seen it more than... any movie, I think, in the history of movies. Like, I've probably watched it 50 or 60 times for a movie that's that long.
That's insane. You've devoted 3 months of your life to Braveheart.
By the way, I need to watch that tonight. Go on.
Yeah, and so I don't
I need a good cry.
I don't get the tearfulness anymore over it, so it doesn't land for me, but still,
okay.
Great movie. Honestly
don't like you anymore, but go on.
The second one, I wanted two coming into this draft. I'm going to get them both. Legends of the Fall.
Nice.
That one destroyed me. This one destroys me throughout the movie, but the end.
Adam's Family.
The end is unbelievable, and I've got a story to tell with it. It is Big Fish.
Okay, it's on my list.
Big Fish.
It's on my list. The ending. Oh, my goodness, the ending to Big Fish.
Big Fish is just unbelievable.
Yes.
Fantastic movie.
Would you believe I've seen it and don't remember?
I would believe it.
I bet something sad happens.
You should watch Big Fish tonight. You shouldn't watch Braveheart. Watch Big Fish.
Seriously, Big Fish is worth it.
That's the sequel?
Yes.
Yeah,
sequel to Braveheart. Okay. Big Fish, Braveheart 2.
Big Minnow, actually.
So my wife is not nearly the crier that I am. She'll tear up at
no one at is. Movie.
Well, that's true.
It's the same dichotomy in my house. It's my wife is perfectly fine, and I am the wreck.
Yeah, I have one memory of complete devastation to my wife, and it was we were leaving Big Fish. Well, first of all, the end of the movie, credits rolling. She's weeping,
like howling.
We're talking shirt soaked level of like she's gonna need napkins because she's so soaked in this movie theater, right? We get out to the lobby and she breaks down again. She just can't handle it because I don't know if it's like the father relationship. I don't know what it is, but we finally get ourselves under control and she like this destroyed her soul and we leave. We are in the parking lot looking for our car. And for the third time, she can't handle life and breaks down crying.
Yes.
Literally, I believe she has, whether it's loss of family members or genuinely believe this was the most crying she's ever done in her life was from Big Fish. And totally worth it because that movie is super sad at the end.
So it was like a release for her.
It was a beautiful release. Like I want.
That's fantastic.
I'm going to watch that tonight. That's so good. Oh, I've got another pick.
That was a
really long talk for one pick.
All right, so
you're up.
I've got a couple movies here that I like, but I'm going to play the game here because I think Mike will be taking this, and I want it because Mike is going more the children route. He's got two Pixars. I've got two like older, grown-uppy movies, but Dog's Dying. Dog's Dying is hard. And Marley and me.
You are a terrible person.
Marley.
One, because you're bringing it up. I was going to take it 100%.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of my picks.
Marley and Me is a movie that should never have been made. A book.
Why would they make this a movie?
A book that should never have been made. This is not okay.
Hey guys, you want to remember the worst day of your life?
You want to remember everything bad that ends horribly? Let's commemorate it with a book and a movie. So yeah, Marley and Me.
Yeah. It was my next pick.
I enjoy these other two movies. They're phenomenal. Legends of the Fall, Big Fit. Not Marley and Me is a one and done. I seen it. I'm never seeing it again.
You are correct. I've seen it once.
You want me to avoid that one?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like I said, like certain things trigger me, animal things trigger me, and Marley and Me is on the top of the list.
So Jason has Legends of the Fall, Big Fish. Marley and Me, I have Up and Braveheart. Mike has Toy Story 3 and Inside Out.
I have a dripping nose right now. Yes. Right now. I'm avoiding big sniffles into the microphone like you wouldn't believe.
I think I'm going to throw a wild card out there right now.
But
I think when you hear it, you will both say, oh, yeah. But I don't think it'll be on your list, but I'm taking it anyway. I have Up. I have Braveheart. I'm taking Green Mile.
It's 100% it's on my list.
For sure.
Holy crap. The end of Green Mile.
Unconscionably sad.
No, it's ridiculous. And Green Mile is like one of those...
Injustice mixed in with sadness. Yes. You know what I mean? Like Injustice is one of the saddest things that you can witness.
Yep.
And the end of that movie is just really, really gut-wrenching.
Yes, it's a fantastic
movie. Just like
movie.
This show. We say we want this show to be gut-wrenching, soul-twisting sad.
Welcome to Mondays.
We're rebranding your Mondays.
Man, I am up. Like, I didn't realize you guys would be like actually taking up my list before we have
the
show going.
Oh, did we do it?
No, I still have a few, but I said I've got 10 on my list, so I figured I had plenty. But you guys are already taking my choices here. I know one of them.
I got two left that I'm happy if either one of them get back to me. So do a bad job.
All right. Well, we'll stick with animals, and I have a similar story to yours. I'm going to take I Am Legend, and I'm not sure if
interesting.
I'm not sure if you're
I actually
familiar.
Remember that movie. So I own it.
It's not like
on DVD,
on Laserdisc.
Will Look, Smith.
I Am Legend is not a sad movie, but there is a scene in the
movie.
Yeah,
there is a really sad
where
scene.
His dog turns into a zombie, and he has to kill his dog. And
his dog, who is the only.
The only friend that he has.
I legit thought you were talking about when he like sacrifices himself at the end of the movie.
No, I don't care about that. Okay. I care about the dog.
All right.
And I was dating my wife.
Dating a dog at the time.
No.
Which made it really hit home.
Well, like, I don't know the timeline. I don't know if I was early in marriage or if I was dating, but like, I was at the point where it was like, I don't cry at movies because I'm a younger guy. I've got the
you don't relate.
I've got stupid you're
never
gonna
die
thing or and like well no I've got the thing going of like you guys don't cry at movies, which is just absolute bullcrap garbage. Like it's cry at the movies. It's great.
Okay.
So I'm silently weeping, just praying that my wife doesn't look over and see what's happening. And then
allergies are real bad in this theater.
No, but then the same thing. We're driving home. I'm not saying a single word. And then my wife's like, what's going on here? And she's like, are you thinking about the movie? And I'm like, no. She's like, are you thinking about when the dog dies? And then I lose it.
Yeah.
I absolutely lose it in the car. And she is like, not making fun of me, but just laughing at how ridiculous I am that I'm gone. The movie's done. I have left the movie theater, and it is still haunting me. All right, so that's my first pick.
Let me just say,
what
I can totally
here?
Relate to when you're crying, but you don't, like, you're not ashamed of crying, but you still don't want to get caught. You still don't, you know, by the wife. Like, you just like, oh, I hope she doesn't look, because maybe this isn't the time she's crying and I'm crying. Oh, you're going to be a big baby. I had, you guys know, during the Christmas season, a way too big of a Christmas tree.
It's a really big Christmas
tree.
It's
a nightmare.
You cry putting it up?
Yeah. Well, I think of it as the cry tree. And the reason is because where it was this year was like, so we've got an open living room from the kitchen. It's kind of in between the kitchen and the living room. But you can't see through it. And whenever there was a show or something where...
It's the hiding
it's
tree.
It's the hiding tree. I'd go right around and hide behind the tree and cry. So I don't get caught crying. That happened like five times.
I was going to say, the fact that in a small Christmas window, you had multiple times to use a crying tree tells people how often you cry.
Quiet!
Also, that's genius. I need a crying tree installed in my
house.
People
are
going to
have Christmas trees the whole year round to hide behind.
It's rebranded. It's not the Christmas tree anymore.
No, it's the crying tree, just like we rebrand Mondays. The crying day.
All right, you got another pick here, Mike.
Oh, all right. We'll be back with more Weeping Wednesdays soon.
So this one will certainly not be a vote getter, but I have recency bias because I just watched it, just wept silently in my bed while my wife was sleeping. Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2.
What?
Because, and like it's not movies. No, I know your eyes are fine.
No, I don't remember I'm trying to why remember the I moment. Should cry.
So, like I said, like there's certain things that trigger me.
Carpets.
And outer space.
No, like, so, yes.
That spaceship is so beautiful.
Nebulas.
Tree people.
But baby tree people.
Baby tree people. Yeah.
No, at the end of the movie, he has to kill off his newfound father, mm-hmm. but then he realizes that, and I can't even think of the character's name, but he realizes that the blue guy was actually his dad, and the dad sacrifices his life to save Star-Lord. Are you not remembering how the movie ends?
I didn't like number two very much.
Okay, well, you need to watch it again for the ending. So he sacrifices his life to save his basically adopted son, the thing that had happened to him is, and he got kicked out of the Ravagers. Like, he was no longer allowed to be in his club because he saved Star-Lord as a kid. And then the Ravagers find out what he has done, the sacrifice, and they come and they give him the actual Ravager funeral.
Yondu.
Thank you. Yondu. I couldn't think of his name. And then he gets the huge funeral at the end after sacrificing for his son. I was like,
I cried at the funeral. Oh, dude. I cried at the funeral. I remember that.
Thank
now.
You. Like, yeah. So it's not a vote getter. Like, people won't remember this scene, but once you do remember, you go, oh yeah, I cried when that happened.
I did cry. Shouldn't be making this list, but I cried a lot of things, but that's fine.
I told you, recency bias. I just watched it and I just wept.
Hey, that means that the two movies that I wanted, at least one of them is coming back to me. What you got?
Oh, again? Thank goodness, Jay. Yeah, I'm so happy for you.
The people were worried.
Oh gosh, thank you. I was worried. I was going to cry. I have Up, Braveheart, Green Mile. I'm going to close it out with Shawshank Redemption. And those are happier tears.
Sure.
There are two movies. It was between Shawshank and it was actually between Les Mis.
Okay. I get it.
But the truth is the times that I've really, like Les Mis, the movie, okay, versus like Les Mis, the play and seeing
that. I liked
that.
The movie.
The movie's fine.
Russell Crowe is terrible, but the experience, but the rest of the movie is great.
The experience is better. You know, like I related more to the actual live action, but Up, Braveheart, Green Mile, Shawshank Redemption, Andy Dufresne.
And the way that
movie ended, another kind of epic thing, which is kind of funny to take right after Green Mile, because
those feel very similar.
They're very similar, and they came out at similar times.
You got a prison thing going on.
That's right, freedom. I cry for freedom.
You with Braveheart, you got a trifecta there, my man.
That's a good point.
Wait, you weren't saying freedom because of Braveheart?
I was saying freedom. No, I wasn't.
I was like that. I was literally gonna say that's what he means, Mike. Like you're Mike being the dummy because you wouldn't say freedom.
Yeah. So I'm going Shawshank Redemption. One of my, like, if Braveheart is my favorite movie of all time, Shawshank's in the top five.
All right. So the two movies I was between, we talked about this beforehand. Yeah. The Notebook, I think, is like I can't watch that without crying. And Mike, you're like, oh,
no, that doesn't do it for me.
Here's why it doesn't.
Wait,
do
that
it for
has
you.
To it do it for
no,
you.
No. Here's why.
Because don't they hold hands in the bed?
Do you remember?
It probably would now.
Do you remember when Mike earlier was saying he used to be a guys don't cry?
Yeah.
And unmarried.
That was when
unmarried.
That was when The Notebook came out.
Yep. I haven't seen it since.
Don't, because. It's sad. I mean, it's good. It's a really good movie. You know, it's a good love story, but that one's sad. The other one that I'm debating between is My Girl, because when we were kids and we all watched that.
He's testing the audience right now. Dies. He's testing the reactions to see if he wants any of these to stick.
I'm going
to
go with what my initial reaction was when I first heard the poll. The three movies that came to mind were Legends of the Fall, Big Fish, and The Notebook.
Right.
So I will take The Notebook.
Well played taking Marley and Me from me.
Yes, happy about that. I mean, I'm
not happy.
Sad.
I'm sad about that, really. A couple other honorable mentions I had. End of Moulin Rouge, Land Before Time.
Old Yeller.
See, I've never actually seen Old Yeller.
Fern grows.
Oh, gosh, don't even. That's a rough one. I got on my list. Have you guys ever seen The Fountain?
I have never seen it. Oh, wait, that's the. Is that the super weird movie with
Hugh Jackman? It's Wolverine is in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's just trying to save his wife over and over and over.
I watched probably three quarters of that and was like, what the heck is going on?
And I had mentioned to you, like, I have a movie on my list that I guarantee none of you have seen. Have you ever seen The Mist?
Yes, I have.
You've seen The Mist?
Absolutely. Really good movie.
So, you know the ending.
Does it give you a good mist?
I don't like the ending.
I'm not sure which ending I've seen, if I've seen like the theatrical or the director's cut. And so what happened at the end of the movie that you saw? So the Mist is, it's a Stephen King novel that got turned into a movie, and there's like this weird mist that shows up, and there's monsters in it, and people end up in a store just trying to survive.
It's been a long time, but I believe they kill themselves at the end.
Yes, but do you know who else he... Do you know? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, like everyone in the car ends up having to take a pact, and then the guy runs out of bullets, and then the mist is gone. Have you not seen that? Okay. All right, never mind.
That's sad.
Jason has Legends of the Fall, Big Fish, Marley and Me, The Notebook, closes it out with The Notebook, going for the vote book, more like.
No, nice notebook. One. The Notebook is 100%.
The Notebook
votes.
Is probably the general number one for like the polls.
I am not saying that it's not a vote getter. I'm saying I didn't take that for the votes.
I called it the vote book, so you did.
All right.
Up, Braveheart, Green Mile, Shawshank, Mike went Toy Story 3, Inside Out, I Am Legend, and Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
What did we learn today?
I'm going to use this opportunity to make sure that our audience learned something else new today, which is that Jason cried in public when he found out that Brooks was engaged, even though Brooks wasn't there.
Oh, man, I cried a lot because I love those two people, and I was so happy for them, and that is true.
Did you have your crying tree with you and available or no?
No, we were in
that's
a...
That's tough.
We that's what I learned.
You just pull out a giant tree wherever you are at.
I learned I needed a tree in my house that I can, like, the problem with my Christmas tree is it goes in a corner. I can't possibly get behind this
thing. You got to be able to have it out a little
just
bit.
Right in the middle of the room?
Just go hide behind it and weep your eyes out. Nobody can see you. I learned today that there is some house that has a tiny toilet and carpeted bathroom.
You know who you are.
If you're a realtor that lets someone put their house on the market with a carpeted bathroom, you should be fired.
That's fair.
You should be fired.
That's a FSBO right there.
Yeah. Get out. Mike, you got anything to finish this up with?
I said I need a tree.
Oh, that's what you learned?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good
a
lessons
tree
learned.
Specifically that I can hide behind.
I learned that...
we need a big tree.
I learned we need a happy draft next week.
Yes. I hope you enjoyed the tears and the laughter. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.